Good morning. It's the 6th of March. Our middle reading for the day is Psalms 113 and 114. I'm going to read to you once again from Brother Cyril Tennant. This is a comment on Psalm 113. I read, "This is the first of six psalms which, by tradition, are known as the Hallel, and which are said to have been sung at the feasts of Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. It is stated that at the feast of the Passover, Psalms 113 and 114 are sung before the meal, and the remaining four psalms after the meal. And it is thought likely that Jesus and his disciples sang this hymn at the Last Supper. How the tradition commenced, we do not know, but there is no doubt that the psalms are relevant to these occasions, but not only to these. As we have seen, the psalms are applicable to all people, whatever their circumstances, and as such, it is not difficult to see in them many applications. We shall take these psalms as a group, but we shall be concerned with the text and what each psalm teaches, rather than with their relevance to the tradition. The first psalm begins and ends with, 'Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord,' an expression which occurs several times in this group of psalms. It is a call for all the servants of the Lord to consider the greatness of God, and gives some of the reasons why he should be praised, and why vocal expression should be given by the servants to their feelings. This is not a psalm for all people. It is for the servants of the Lord, those who rejoice in the purpose of God and who yoke themselves in his service. Jesus has shown that true sonship begins in service, and he demonstrated this both in practice and in teaching. Remember, for example, how he told the parable of the son who began by saying, 'Give me,' but who, after long and bitter experiences, determined to go to his father and to say, 'Make me,' as one of thine hired servants. This parable opens out the real meaning of discipleship. It is being yoked together with our Master in the great work of the atonement. Such people understand why the psalmist should say, 'Praise the name of the Lord.' They know that name to be unique, not just because it is a name which God has chosen for himself, but also because he has chosen through that name to reveal as much as we need to know about God as our Saviour. It is a name to be praised from this time forth and for evermore. It is a name in which God's servants will share when God is revealed in them. This teaching, although not on the surface, is contained in what follows. Verses 4 to 6 at a first reading show God to be dwelling on high, above the nations, and indeed above the heavens, and who has to stoop or humble himself to observe what is happening there. Whilst this is true, the expression, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, suggests something else. The expression embraces all peoples, from east to west, rather than a mere 12-hour time span, and it points to the time when the Lord will indeed be above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. God is to be praised by all peoples, and his glory will be seen in the new heavens, the saints on which he will write his name. To produce the new heavens, God will have humbled himself and raised up the poor out of the dust to set them with the princes of the people. Had God not humbled himself and extended his great mercy towards man, the poor would never be raised out of the dust, nor could they be set with the princes of his people. If this psalm was sung by Jesus and his disciples at the Last Supper, Jesus' mind would undoubtedly have been set upon the kingdom and the glory which lay beyond the cross. Thank you for listening.